Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Hello, how are you doing? No, really, how are you doing? Okay, don't answer then. I've been thinking lately, I'm not sure how long this whole me going along and saying that I'm a fan, me going along and saying that I'm a fanatic. Because the more I look at it, I'm not a fanatic. There's no way. It's not possible. I really don't have any team that I root for. And if I do, only a few knows, right? You know? Yeah. Oh, my team. Yeah. Then there was that contest that we had where I gave you the opportunity to pick my football team. I gave you the opportunity to choose the football team that was going to be my football team that I should root for. I gave you the chance, you the opportunity to do all of this. You had the power. The power was yours. The choice was yours. You had the power and you had the choice to choose my football team. And I'm so grateful and I am so thankful and happy that you, so many of you participate, so many of you voted, and so many of you had so many different teams I could root for. It's just all over the map, everywhere, any place, anywhere. And you picked a lot of places almost everywhere. I mean, it was some teams that I did not know where they were located. I had to use the Google machine. I had to look it up. I had to figure out, where is this place? I don't know. Should I know? Should I? No. Then I looked in Google. I was like, yeah, I should know. I should not know. I don't know if it was a jokey joke, you know, a joke. Hee hee or joke, ha ha. I'm still trying to determine that one. I am still trying to figure out what joke, if it was, assuming it was a joke, which one it was. Because you had the power, you had the choice, you had the opportunity to pick my football team. And as I was saying, I am grateful. I am very, very grateful that so many of you voted and so many of you picked so many random and different teams. There was no majority. It was a tie. It was a tie. And I remember vividly. I remember like it was yesterday. I remember it like it was, I don't know, a few seconds ago. That if it was a tie, I would not have to root for any team. If it was a tie, I would not have to root for any team if it was a tie. And it was a tie. And I know that you all did this for me. You didn't want me to have this extra burden. You didn't want me to stay up at night. You didn't want me to not be able to sleep. You did not want me to go through any of that. You did not want me to have specifically those experiences. And so you thought to yourself, talked to each other, and came up with a plan. You came up with an amazing, amazing, amazing plan. I love it. I love it. Or I Joe Hart it. And the plan was to make sure that I would not end up with any team that I'll have to root for. I assume that was the plan. I am assuming this because I don't have any insight. No one told me this. No one told me this. And so you don't have to look amongst yourselves and try to wonder or figure out who's the leak. Who leaked this information? Who let this information out? Or who came and told me? I'm telling you right now, no one told me. I just put the pieces of the puzzle together. I just put everything together because we have this special bond. We have something special and unique. Still don't know what to call it. Still trying to figure it out. Still trying to figure the words to it. And I anticipating this. Anticipation. That's what happened. So I am so grateful that you are looking out for me. I am so grateful that we can continue on and I don't have to worry about having a team that I should be rooting for, having a team that I should be following, having a team that I should be keeping up with, having a team I should be knowing everything about. Who does that? Who has the time? Don't answer that. Really serious question. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And this is only going to continue. This is only going to just add more blocks to our foundation. This is only going to make everything stronger. We're getting strength stronger. I'm thankful. I'm still questioning my fanhood, if we can call it that. Fandom, fanhood. Fanatic fan. I don't believe under any circumstances I fall in the category of fan because there's so many things that fans do that I just can't do, that I just have to say no, that I just have to shake my head and walk away. #SHM. #SHM. That one too. Think about it. Because if it's cold outside, if I'm at a game, if I'm at a match, if I am some kind of sport event and it's cold, I can guarantee you that my shirt's not going to be off. I can guarantee you my shirt is not going to be off with some form of paint on my chest and belly. And I'm yelling or doing whatever to the top of my lungs. It could be audible. It could be inaudible. Something's coming out. Maybe it's a cry for help without saying help. And if that's what it takes to be a fan, yeah, I feel I'm not a fan. And what about that life? I can't say I'm about that life either. And being a fan, that's rule number one to be a fan. You have to be about that life. Somebody tell me that my team sucks and they like another team or my team's playing their team. That's not a reason to go. That's a reason to say, oh, okay. What do you suggest? That I do. My team sucks, okay? Correction, that's not my team to begin with because I don't have any, I don't own any stock in the team. I'm not invested in this team financially. So that's correction number one. It's not my team to begin with. Two, that's not reason to go. That is not reason to go. In fact, I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my way of life over a team I don't have ownership of. Does that make sense? Okay, good. But thanks, though, I guess. So, yeah. Maybe does that disqualify me for being a fan? If so, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. And singing songs. I don't sing songs in the shower. I don't sing songs in the car. And you know the best place to sing a song is in the car, because that is your stage. You got the music on. You got the music blasting. You're jamming. Your favorite part, come on. You close your eyes and you just into the top of your lungs, letting it all out. Then you open up your eyes and you turn and you look to make sure that everybody else looking at you, and you just shake your head. It's like, yeah, I hit that high note. Now what? I don't even do that in my car. I don't even do that in the shower. So now I'm supposed to do this at a sport event, air quotes, with other people. Yeah. Okay. Definitely, I guess this means I'm not a fan, right? Not a fan. Not a fan. Yeah, about that. And not to mention the other stuff that goes along with being a fan. Then I already talked about being about that life. Yeah. Saying that your team sucks and that's a reason to go. Yeah. Singing songs with the other people. Yeah. Saying that it's your team when you have no financial ownership to it. Yeah. How about wearing another jersey or sweater or kit of another player's? You know, I have my own name. I have my own clothes, but I am going to wear this uniform or whatever of this player's team with their name on my back. Okay, yeah. Their name on my back. And I'm an adult and not a kid. Is there something I'm missing with that? I think I'm missing something. I think there's something that's going whoosh right over my head with that one. I don't see it. Someone else's name on my back that's not me. Somebody, tell me, please. How does that work? How does that work? What's going on with that? I'm all ears. I need some help. We have this special bond. You made it possible. You made it so that I didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to root for a team. I didn't have to show some kind of fandom or fanaticism, or insert me making up a word. Now I ask for a favor. Explain to me, wearing another person's name on my back or front or on my clothes somewhere. How about that one? Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. Still trying to figure that one out. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't think I'm a fan. I don't think I'm a fan of any team. I don't think I'm a fan of any player. I think I stopped being a fan around 3 or maybe 4 years old. And that was an estimate of the time where I stopped wearing jerseys. Well, that's when I stopped being about that life. That was definitely the point where somebody would tell me my team sucked and I would be ready to go. Hey, it's time to go. But you're 4. I don't care. It's time to go. So it was about that time. It was about that age where I decided, I guess, internally, some kind of meeting of the mind. My mind's eye just opened up and politely told me, you're not a fan. And now I've come to realize I'm not a fan. I like sport. I enjoy it. I have an appreciation for it. It's fun. It's not going to change my emotion one way or the other. It's not going to make me feel happy. It's not going to make me feel sad. It's not going to make me want to not come outside. It's not going to make me want to cry. It's not going to make me want to do anything that I'm not comfortable with doing. It's just a game. Not my team. Not reason to go. Not about that life. Sadness. I know. Sadness. And just come to realization of this. Yeah. I need a hug. Anyway. Oh, there's so much. So much. I'm not going to say anything about hockey anymore because it's going down the realms of that other sport. And I believe I said that recently. I don't know what day it was, but I definitely said it once before. Oh, but it's definitely the time of year where there are so many sport events going on. You have to have multiple TVs or you have to be able to manage your time accordingly, because if you're not managing your time accordingly, you're going to miss some important stuff. You're going to miss some amazing things, or you could just watch the clips of it. But who does that? Who watches clips and read summaries? Actually did a show about that, so you can look it up if you wish or choose. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Let's keep it moving. You know what to do, because it's not that show, it's this show, and I gotta go. Just stop it. Stop it. Hit it now.